A Binghamton assemblywoman who was on the Cuomo administration's hydrofracking advisory panel is asking for a do-over of an ongoing health review. As our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, she says the secretive process has compromised public confidence.
Assemblywoman Donna Lopardo, a Binghamton Democrat, has written a letter to Cuomo's environmental commissioner. She's asking that a health review by the governor's health commissioner, Dr. Nirav Shah, be put on hold. The year-long study has been conducted mostly in secret. Her letter, posted on her Facebook page, says in part, in order for the public to have confidence in New York State's health impact analysis of shale fracking, a comprehensive public health impact study should be undertaken openly and transparently to resolve all shale fracking concerns once and for all. Walter Hang with the anti-fracking group Toxics Targeting says the letter is significant.
When someone so low-key and behind the scenes as Assemblywoman Lopardo takes such dramatic action, I really think that sends an unmistakable message to Governor Cuomo. This has gone past the point of no return. You can't possibly believe that you can base your final fracking decision on a secret Department of Health review that has no public participation whatsoever.
Lopardo is the Assembly's representative on the Cuomo administration's fracking advisory board. It has not met in over a year and a half. The Assemblywoman in her letter mentions that she had asked back in February of this year that the advisory panel reconvene and be briefed on the ongoing health study, but her request was declined. In September of 2012, Cuomo's environmental commissioner announced that Dr. Shah would begin a health review and that there would be no decision on going ahead with hydrofracking in the state until it was finished. Three outside experts were contracted to review health data that the environmental agency said it had on hand. The experts signed confidentiality clauses and have never spoken publicly about their work. More recently, Dr. Shah has said he's traveled to states that allow fracking, including Pennsylvania and Texas, and is looking at several ongoing studies, including one by the Federal Environmental Protection Agency and another by a Pennsylvania healthcare company. In a rare public comment last spring, Dr. Shah said he was continuing to work on the health review.
There's no real timetable. We're learning more information as we go. We want to make sure that we cover all of the ground and not rush to a decision.
At the time he made those comments back in April, Dr. Shah said he expected to be done in a few weeks. Governor Cuomo has said for years now that when he does make the decision on whether to frack, it will be based on science.
What I've said all along is I want to take the emotion out of the fracking discussion and substitute facts and information.
The state has had a de facto moratorium on fracking for 5 years. The Department of Environmental Conservation declined to comment on Assemblywoman Lopardo's letter. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
Thanks for joining us this morning on WRVO Public Media. It's 7:10.